Welcome to the Chlorine King Podcast, where your host, Eric Taylor, will discuss tips for the do-it-yourselfer, answer listeners' questions, conduct product reviews, and host special guests from the pool industry. Grab your swimsuits and let's dive in.
Welcome back, everyone, for another great show. Tonight's episode is about how to get your pool contractor's license, and I figured what better guest to have on than Rob Estelle, the man whose company has helped me achieve my license. It's not as simple as filling out a few forms and bam, you're licensed. There's a lot of studying, practice exams, passing tests, paperwork, and Rob's contractor school helps you out with all of that. Before we speak with him, though, let's answer one of our listeners' questions. I got a question this evening from Will, and he asked, Eric, how many services should I provide? Should I offer a bunch of different cleaning services or keep it simple? Will, there's really no wrong answer here. Ultimately, it depends on what you're most comfortable with. And once you start offering a ton of different services and you get big, you can oftentimes forget which services you're supposed to perform for the client, and some of them may end up with the full service when they only paid for basic service and vice versa. On the other hand, you can miss out on some business if you keep your menu of services narrow. This is very important, especially when you're first starting out. Me personally, I like to keep things simple. I offer only 3 services and I'm actually contemplating dropping to 2. I currently offer full, basic, and chemical only. The service I'm contemplating dropping is chemical only because I've found in my experience that chemical only clients oftentimes don't do all the other services needed to keep the pool running good. Guess who will take the blame when something goes wrong? Yep, you will. So my advice is provide only what you're comfortable with and make it very clear to your clients that if you're providing anything other than full service, that is their responsibility to keep up with the other things the full service offers that you aren't providing. I really hope this helps and good luck, Will. Without further ado, let's speak with Rob. I'm excited to have on the line Rob Estelle. He's the president and head instructor of One Exam Prep. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Eric. I'm doing great, brother. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. So why don't we go ahead and give yourself a minute to introduce yourself and how you ended up where you are owning your own business.
Oh, well, I've always been an entrepreneur, but I started from delivering newspapers as a kid. That was my first job, whatever. But I got into I was a licensed pool contractor for many years, and I always, start new businesses based upon the need of the consumer. So I think of a need of the consumer and then create a business plan and follow it. So before I started One Exam Prep, I was in the pool business and everything, and I got out of that. I got recruited to teach for Gold Coast Schools, which is a large real estate and insurance school. They also do a little bit of construction, and I was teaching there for about 3 or 4 years. And then I went to the owners and said, hey, I'm getting tired of teaching these classes, every week teaching the same thing over and over and over again. It gets kind of boring. Is there any way we can record these? Any way we can put these online? Any ways we can spice these up and make us, always have enthusiastic instructors and more enthusiasm into the thing? And they were like, nah, that's crazy. You never want to do that. So then I was approached by Contractors Exam School a couple months later, and the 3 partners that own that decided to bring me in and say, hey, look, you're really enthusiastic. We can put these stuff online. We can make a really big company. We've been in business for 40 years, and we're the biggest school in Florida. Why don't you come, leave Gold Coast and come teach with us? And finally, they, talked me into it. So I cashed in some of my non-liquid money and took some, made it liquid and paid a little bit of a penalty and invested 6 figures into Contractors Exam School. And then about 60 to 75 days later, I saw an eviction notice on the door, and I said, hey, guys, what's going on? He goes, well, we decided to move the business down the street to another location. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then they decided to tell me that they're doing it with my money, and they don't need me anymore.
Oh, geez.
So my youngest daughter was just born. She was about 5 or 6 weeks old, and I sat there at my laptop computer and cried for a little bit. I lost a couple hundred grand, so I said, let me start a school online. And I basically took public record from the internet through the people that I knew that wanted to get their contractor license, and went with my laptop computer door to door and met people at their house, or met them at my house, or met them at Starbucks or McDonald's or anywhere that had free Wi-Fi or Panera Bread, and sold my courses. And the next thing I built the company up to seven-figure in sales, and we were acquired a year ago by a public company.
I remember seeing that picture you signing it away there on Facebook a year ago.
Yeah, it was about the end of January of last year, or whatever. So it was a scary thing, but it was pretty cool. It's been a little bit bumpy, whatever. It's been great. We're really the whole corporation we're running doing very well right now. You know, so it's a good thing.
For sure. Now, tonight's topic is, you know, your contractor school. And the reason I want to touch on that is because you helped me get my contractor's license. So I'd like to go over a couple things and figured what better source than the guy that helped me.
So, the school, we just try to help people. You know what I mean? That was my main thing. You know, I made some money and I made some mistakes in my life, you know, and mm-hmm. My thing is that just by helping people, and you'll be able to always make money helping people if you can make a profit on it. So, but what Exam Prep does is we're an online school. We also have classrooms and we just opened up a new classroom in the Sanford area of Orlando. Mm-hmm. We'll be holding classes. We just actually acquired a company up there that's not in the contractor Exam Prep business, but we have classrooms there and everything, and they're part of our umbrella of companies. But what we do is we have classroom classes and online classes where our goal was to beat anyone's price on the books. Mm-hmm. Because when you want to get your contractor's license, there's two open book exams that you need to take. You need to take a business exam that talks about business, how to operate your business and the business laws, how to do paychecks and insurance and everything else that has to do with running a business. And then mm-hmm. you have to pass another test about the specific trade, which in our case here is a pool contractor. So it's the swimming pool and spa servicing, which is what you got and some of the other guys around the area have gotten over the years. And it's great to be able to do that and help everybody.
For sure. So, Rob, you know, can you give us and the listeners from a general point of view what a contractor school does for a student?
So what we do is, you can go anywhere and buy the books. Mm-hmm. But we always have the best prices at OneExamPrep.com. We guarantee to beat anyone's price. But what we do is, like, we try to add a personal touch to, we show you how to highlight the books, how to tab the books, because you know, you may have a book that's 1,000 pages, you know, like a Florida building code, mm-hmm. but there's only specific sections that apply to your license that are going to be asked on your specific exam. So given by feedback by students and by what we know based upon the testing companies and what they tend to do and everything like that. I mean, we can't tell you exactly the questions that are on the test, but we know the specific math problems, the specific formulas and this specific types of questions that they're going to ask you. So we prepare you. So we basically turn a 1,000-page book into maybe 200 or 300 pages, mm-hmm. which makes it, you know, three times easier for you. So we prepare you with, one example, we have like a 4-step process that we try to train everybody in, but we just try to make the impossible possible for some people, because, you know, they may take the exam 5 or 10 times before they figure out, you know, why am I failing or how am I failing?
And that's very true. You know, when I was in your course, there you had several videos on YouTube showing you how and where to highlight in the books and how to tab and where. And, you know, he's very correct, too. Some books, you're not even using the entire book. Like the NEC book, you're using like a fraction of the entire book for the pool contractor's exam.
Yeah, that's one that's a great example is the NEC NFPA 70. There's only one specific section, Article 680, which discusses the swimming pools. Mm-hmm. So it's pools and spas and everything like that. So we turn that big, you know, 1,000-page book into like 24 pages or 30 pages or something like that in there. Another great example is the Florida Building Code, where they're only going to ask you the first couple chapters of the book about permits, about zoning potentially, and then some definitions about codes, which is the first 3 chapters, and then, you know, only a small subsection of Chapter 4, 454 now in the 2017 Building Code, which will tell you, you know, specifically about swimming pools. So the whole 1,000-page book now just turns into, you know, less than 100 pages for you, which really, really helps it out. And we give you some special techniques about, you know, take this section out and put it in the beginning of the book. So take it out of the middle of the book, you know, it's a 3-ring binder, and put it in the beginning of the book so it's easier to find and you know, relax you a little bit so you're not so stressed out, you know, try to make the, you know, again, make the impossible easy.
Yeah, exactly. And one big tip that you gave that I really appreciate and used a lot was, hey, Don't spend any time on the math questions. Throw those to the last. And then also any question you don't know exactly where it's at in the books, forget about it to the very end. Answer what you do know.
Yeah, yeah. One of my famous sayings, all of my instructors go, is that, you know, the more questions that you skip, the more answers you will find. And it's that's probably the biggest, most true statement of all the teaching that I've done, is that, you know, people failed the exam because of one question, and not because of one question they got wrong, no, because of one question that took them an hour to look through there, and they got stuck on the math. And the way they ask the questions, they know exactly how to trap you and how to spend some time. And, you know, now if you remember on the math, is they don't give you an exact answer. It's a rounded number,
yep,
or a range. It's between 7.4 and 7.5, between this and this. So you do the math 1, 2, 3 times, and it's not exact, and you get doubt in your mind. So we try to make that easy for you by forget about those. Don't put that confusion. Get it out of your mind. You know, don't even bring it in, because you may not even have to answer those questions to pass the exam. So why even do that?
Sure, sure. So what are some general costs for someone if they do decide to get their pool contractor's license in Florida? And is a contractor school required in getting your license?
Now, there's no, you don't need to go to any contractor school. You could probably go to one and get to buy your books. And you know, can someone pass the exam without going to a school? Yes, you can. There's no doubt in my mind. But, you know, statistically, that number is probably in the middle single digits, 5, 6, 7%, the people that actually pass the license. And to be able to pass it on the first try is probably half of that number.
Mm-hmm.
You either know what you're taking, how to take these tests, or you don't. Some people can go in and just take a test by knowing what the books, knowing how to research the books. But it's a different type of test than what we were taught in schools. But the typical cost, I tell people, to get your pool contractor's license, all soup to nuts, is going to be about $2,500. And there's a lot of other hidden fees inside there that people don't realize. That's including getting a license. They think, oh, that's a lot of money. And do I have to spend it all at once? No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of break it down to saying, okay, for around $550, you can buy the business books and the business exam preparation course. The books are around $200, or courses is $300, so it brings you to $500. And then you get $75 for the tabs. So we basically tell you where to put your tabs. They're all pre-printed. So for $575 plus tax and shipping, you take care of the business exam. So with that, there's 5 books, the 3 AIA documents, Builder's Guide to Accounting, and the Florida Contractor's Manual. And you basically study on that first. You know, we tell people to take that first because the business exams, most of the other schools have the business classes once a week, twice a week, 3 times a week. We have our business classes up to 3 times a week. So you get to know with an instructor how to take the test, how to take a test for the state, any types of questions and this and that. So then when you go take your trade part, it's a lot easier on our trade instructors. So our trade instructors aren't spending so much time, you know, going over the basics of how do you put a tab in a book. You know, we're trying to get the business instructors that we have to take care of that for us.
Sure. And, you know, I wasn't close enough. I live pretty far away from you to come out and physically be in your classes. But your online course was awesome. I mean, I couldn't imagine trying to take that test by myself without having any idea where to look in those books. I mean, your tips are invaluable in that respect.
Yeah, I think the most valuable thing is our test-taking techniques video and that there. But I think that, you know, our courses, I think our courses is great. I think it's the best. All of our courses are the best out there. Can they be improved? Yes, they can. And we listen to every student, and they give us feedback. And the one thing about me and growing this company is that we listen to what the customer wants. You know, the number one thing in business is this. Listen to the customer, give them exactly what they want, and make a profit. And if you can do that, you can be successful in any business.
For sure. So how does your contractor school specifically differ from other schools?
I think the biggest thing is this, is that we care. When we call you, we tell you, hey, if you're short on money, you can't afford the $2,500 or $3,000, whatever you're going to spend for everything. You want to, you know, we tell you, hey, just make some payments. Let's take care of the first section and get it going, because there's basically 3 parts that you need to take care of. The first part is like the business part. The second part would be the trade part. And the third part, which people don't really talk about too much, is the application and getting approved. Because with that cost, you know, you need fingerprints. you know, which include your background check. Mm-hmm. You also need to get credit reports. You need to be able to get, if you have a criminal history, you need to be able to get all the documentation for that. And then a couple of the different things that you need to prepare for with the application, which we help people do that. But I think the biggest thing that we do differently is that we care. We listen to you. We have, I think we have 7 sales reps right now, and they're always personable. You can get a hold of them. You know, they stay late. They come in early sometimes. So we're always there to help you, point you in the right direction. And we're not just, it's not just black and white with us. We cover all the gray areas and like, yeah, it could be this, it could be that. And we give you all the advantage, you know, and just by you don't even need to buy from us. You know, we always say, hey, you want free advice, call us. And if you buy from us or not, we'll still give you free advice on how to be a, how to buy your books and, you know, an exam preparation class, not going to get that for free, but we'll give you a nice heads up so you're aware of what you're up against, and we're not pushy.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, one huge thing that I appreciated was your application assistance, because I've heard several times of people getting, you know, taking several more weeks, months, because they keep getting the application return where, you'd call me and say, hey, Eric, I need this, that, and that. I'd give it to you, and I don't have to worry about it. And my application went through the first time just fine.
Yeah, that's the key, is that the state wants to see it a specific way. And if it's not in that correct way, they're going to reject it. You got to have your experience correct. You got to have this. You got to have that. You have all your bases covered. They want a square peg, square hole. I mean, we're dealing with government workers. It's either, you know, it's black or white. It's either approved or not approved. So we make that, you know, square peg fit in that square hole. And if they see it that way, they're very happy. And you should, you know, hire a professional. You know, and that's kind of what we do. We have a very good department that handles all the applications. And, you know, we have a couple paralegals that are working in there. So they know how specific you have to be with, like, court cases and defense cases and stuff like that with litigation. You have to be, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's and stuff like that. So they really, really know what needs to be done. And we have a very good formula that I wrote out for them that's foolproof to get you approved the first time. You know, because if not, you know, it's going to take you, you know, another month to get approved. And every day you lose business is money in your pocket, you know?
For sure. And, you know, one of our mutual friends, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, but when he was getting his stuff done, you know, he's like, man, I think I'm just going to do it myself. Like, no, just have Rob do it. It's going to go through a lot easier. And sure enough, it went through without any hitches. So anyone that's listening, that's questioning whether they should hire a professional to do it, give Rob a shot. You know, he'll take care of you and get it done right the first time.
I always try to help people, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, it's not always about money, but, you know, we are a for-profit, you know, organization here. But, you know, that doesn't mean that, hey, Rob, I have a question, and, hey, you know, I chose somebody else that's across the street from my house, and I thought it'd be easier to go here, and they kind of screwed up. Can you give me some help? And I'll do whatever I can to give you some free help, because I know that, you know, you're going to tell people, and it's a world of mouth. Not really word of mouth anymore. It's a world of mouth with social media, podcasts, and all stuff like that. Is that I know that when it's very important and you want it done right the first time, you got to call someone to pass the exam the first time. And that's kind of the reputation we have, is that we do whatever we can to help you out with our instructors that are available all the time. You know, they'll come in and do tutoring on Sundays. We do FaceTime. We do Skype. We do Google Hangout. Whatever you need, we'll do face-to-face, we'll show you the books, and we'll get you to pass the test. So you don't need to come to classes. Some people just need an hour or two on the phone with an instructor. Boom, there you go, and they pass their test. And it's well worth the money. You know, we charge $50 an hour to sit with an instructor face-to-face or on the phone or video chat. We kind of prefer to video chat as opposed to over the phone, so we can see exactly how, you know, what you're doing, where you are, and to help you out there.
Do you offer any continuing education courses, you know, once you become a contractor?
Yes, we offer a couple of different methods. We have the online classes where you can you log in online and you get to watch some videos. And the way that the state mandates is that if you take an online or what they call distant learning, what they do is that you must take an exam at the end to prove that you were paying attention. If you come into a classroom and take it, or come in with an instructor face-to-face, which we offer that also, you just need to stay awake, you know, and pay attention, and you don't need to take an exam at the end. So most people still like to come in and just do that. I mean, the online, the distant learning, people hear it all the time. They got their secretary doing it. They got this, their brother, and this. They won't really pay attention. And the continuing education is very important, because we try to make it that you don't fall asleep. We want to be, you're very interesting. You want to sit at the edge of your seat, and I want to tell you something. But my other instructors, we kind of mix it up so you don't see my ugly face every time. And then we mix it up with Alan and a couple other instructors just to make sure that, you know, we tell you real stuff that you need, not just, oh, the state has to tell you about this and this and this. We want to talk about real things that you're going to learn, and when you take one of our courses, you're going to be able to make more money.
Gotcha. So do you let the state know that that student passed or whatnot, or do the students have to do that?
No, what happens is when you sign up with any school, there's a deadline. Sometimes it's several days, or sometimes, you know, within 24 hours that we need to notify the state, and we put in your license number, and we put in all the courses that you took with us. So with us is that we have it all down to one big 14-hour course online, and if you come in face-to-face, you can take, you know, we have a bunch of courses, you know, 20-some hours worth of courses that you can take and say, I want to take this, 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 and this. We load up the video, you watch it, you do the stuff on that with, you know, with the instructor in the classroom with you, you're watching the videos. If you have any questions, you ask the instructor. So you can learn a lot of different things. So like a roofing contractor would need different continuing education and want a little bit more different things with as a roofing contractor, as a pool contractor, as compared to an air conditioning contractor or a GC. So we kind of have a menu of continuing education classes that will suit you. And you can walk out saying, wow, I'm a better contractor.
That's awesome. So is your contractor school the only service you offer, or are there other services that you do provide?
Well, as the contractor school, we just basically do licensing. We do pre-licensing. We do continuing education. We sell books. We do the application services. We also do the LLC or the corporation setup, the workers' comp exemption. We also do can help you out with payroll. A lot of people don't know that we do can hook you up a payroll and save your money on workers' comp. The payroll company that we use and we're affiliated with, you know, they probably will save you 10 to 15, sometimes 20% cheaper than ADP or Paychex. I know there are really big companies there, but since we do a lot of volume and stuff like that, so the people that we use, they give you, a way better price when put your workers' comp inside there. And also, you know, we're an umbrella of ProBuilding Media Company. We're a publicly traded company. Our stock symbol is PBYA. So different parts of our company, we have a safety branch that does OSHA training. We also have another branch that does virtual reality training, so which is the new technology now. We have NACB, North American Crane Bureau, which is a new acquisition that we acquired and the Orlando area, Lake Marion and Sanford. What they do is they do crane training. So if you wanted to learn how to operate a crane or get certified for that, instead of getting in a train and possibly having an accident or using your big equipment, you would sit and put some VR goggles on and pretend you're operating different types of cranes and stuff like that. So we have a whole different widespread amount of training. We do a lot of NCER training. We have a couple courses about on electrical. If you want to be an electrician apprentice, that's one of the other arms that we do. And one of the other arms we have is we do training for air conditioning. So we have about a 200-hour course on being an AC tech.
Well, that's cool. So that sounds like you really are a one-stop shop for everything.
Yeah, we're growing, and the company's only been public about 2 years now, so we've done a lot of acquisitions. I think we're about 10 different entities that we've acquired. Some are in the same space, but we are always looking to expand. We're always looking for instructors. You know, we're always looking for businesses that fit in these types of things to be acquired. You know, we would I can help with the acquisition. One of my partners, Andy or Noah, will be able to help you out with that too. And come under the umbrella of us, and we can grow very quickly.
Well, that's awesome, Rob. That's all the questions I have for you tonight. But why don't you go ahead and give the listeners an idea of where they can find you and get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can give us a call. Our phone number is 954-210-3030. Or you can visit us on our website, the1examprep.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're at the1examprep.
Awesome, Rob. Well, thank you again so much for that information. And anyone that's wanting to attend the contractor school, contact Rob and he'll take care of you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a great night. I hope everyone listening learned a little bit about what it takes to get your pool contractor's license, at least here in Florida. It's a serious undertaking, and I advise you to take it only if you're going to give it 100%. Rob talks about some things that can really help you during the exam, such as putting the math questions last and skipping what you don't know until the very end. But if your heart isn't in it, you're not going to pass. It's as simple as that. I had great success with this course along with his practice exams because it helped me learn where to look for the answers in the book. I couldn't imagine taking the exam without having his help. I would have had no idea where to find the answers, and I probably would have had to take the test 7 or 8 times before I passed. I had also advised to sign up for his application assistance. It takes the stress off making sure everything's filled out right or forgetting to put in a key piece of information. I'm certainly glad I had him take care of it. His staff is friendly and professional and keeps you in the loop every step of the way. So that's it for tonight. Stay tuned for next week's episode where we'll keep the learning curve coming. As always, stay safe and enjoy your pool.
That's all for tonight, and thanks for tuning in. Please send any comments or ideas, how-to and guest appearance requests, and product review suggestions to eric@chlorinekingpools.com. Remember, if life piddles in your pool of dreams, just add some chlorine and keep swimming. See you next time.